This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope, TJ, Billy Kidd. We got intern Joe here.
Yeah, Billy was just over there off air saying how glad he is to be a man.
I'm a dude. I love being a dude.
I'm telling
you. Listening to you guys talk about what your daily routine.
Just stupid stuff, right?
Holy mackerel.
It's so dumb. I, for some reason, every once in a while, I get envious of other people's whatever. Like I'll see someone with their nails done like acrylics and I'm like, those are so pretty. And I don't know what, I get a hair up somewhere and I decide to go get acrylic nails the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll get these for the wedding, blah, blah, blah. Get them done. They look great. Everyone's complimenting them. It's everything I want it to be and more. 2 days, 3 days after having these things, I'm like, I got to get these off my fingers. I cannot have these nails. I was washing my hands and I don't feel like underneath those, you're getting them clean.
Like, how is that any different than your regular fingernails?
Well, my fingernails are never that long, but they're really thick. And I don't know.
Does it feel like you have like things taped to your fingers?
It feels like.
They never feel natural then.
They don't feel natural, but I've almost want to bring like a scrub brush with me everywhere and just like scrubby them inside. I don't know. I just felt unsanitary.
I mean, I feel like a scrubby would be worth it. The girl math is not mathing. You just spent how much money on acrylics for them to last for 3 days?
I can't.
You've heard of press-ons?
Yes.
Oh, there's so many other options. Press-ons. Gel.
Yeah.
There's so many ways. It's just a different, instead of, so acrylic is like a powder. It's like a powder that hardens.
Thank you, because I was just about to say, what's like, the difference?
Raises up like half a centimeter on your nail versus gel is like a polish that stays longer and it doesn't chip. So it's your real nail
versus
the acrylic is fake.
My real nail is they're like non-existent. So I wanted to go get these pretty long nails, which they were, in theory, really pretty for a couple days.
So the wedding.
But I don't know. People walk around with these all the time.
Well, like Dolly Parton can play with those super long nails.
Oh,
play
man.
Guitar.
Like the on 9 to 5.
Yeah,
she plays her fingernails like
yes,
the washboard.
Right. That's what I'm envious of. That was going to be me. I was like, I'm going to love these nails.
So
I'm
what's
start
the plan?
Getting these done all the time.
The wedding is when? May?
Yeah, yeah. I'll get them done the week of the wedding and then I'll.
The week of? You're going to have to wait till the day before.
The B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, intern Joe.
Intern Joe.
Yeah.
It's just weird calling people by those names. Intern Joe. Hope, you were out at RBTL last night.
Yes. Getting the deets on the M&T Bank Broadway season for 2025 to 2026.
Oh, we got to.
Yeah. Right. Why ask for a drum roll when you can do it yourself? What are the shows?
We've got Clue live on stage, like the game, which I guess was also a movie. I didn't know it was a movie before it was a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so Clue, the play live on stage, and Juliet, which is like a pop Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Wait a minute. Pique my interest. Is that a musical?
That's a musical.
I like it. All right. Good. Go.
Monty Python, Spamalot.
Classic.
Classic. I was just going to say, that's a funny one. And that's a good one. Ladies, if you got a guy in the family that's not totally into theater, that's a good one to take them to.
Well, and
they're going to have a good time.
Did you know there's always...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Rochester Connection. One of the original Broadway cast members of Spamalot, Brighton High School grad.
I learn something new every day. Are they part of the touring cast or just the original?
The original.
Gotcha.
Wicked. That's going to be huge, especially with the movie.
I've heard a little bit about that show. Yep.
You know a thing or two about Fine Gravity?
A little bit. Yep.
You going to teach me how to be popular?
Okay. We don't need to do that.
All right.
We don't need to do that. Thank you.
Sorry.
Go on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Anyways, back to the season. Kimberly Akimbo, which I have not heard of this show before, so
I'm
excited.
That was new to me too, yeah.
A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical.
That will be fun.
Get ready to sing a little Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Good times never seem so good. So good.
We're going. Thank you. We're going all the way with that, aren't we?
Suffs, which is about the suffragette movement. So that's going to be awesome here. Suffragette movement. Born
right
in Seneca Falls.
Yep.
Rochester. And then, additionally, a little pop-up of Hamilton. Going to be here for 2 weeks in November.
Nice. That's a good list.
That's a nice season right there. Just when I think, like, we've had all the shows, and then they always release another phenomenal season. So, I'm excited about a lot of those.
And a couple of new ones in there.
Yes. I hadn't heard of a couple of them, so I'm super pumped.
Do you, not to put you on the spot, do you have information on tickets? Like, when do tickets go on sale? Or is it each individual show sort of gets rolled out?
Season tickets are available now. I'm not sure about individual shows.
Gotcha. RBTL.org.
RBTL.org.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, Intern Joe, I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
Stats are coming out from St. Paddy's Day weekend. And this number caught all of us off guard. 11,582 tickets across New York State were issued between Friday and Monday. Between sobriety checkpoints, DWI patrols, underage drinking, sales to minors. 11,582 tickets.
For the St. Paddy's Day celebrations.
And it's not like they don't hide this. In fact, they send us press releases.
Yeah.
Asking us, tell people we're out there looking.
Yeah.
Especially this weekend because it's, well, it's amateur hour. You know, a lot of people drinking who probably wouldn't be and then getting in a car and driving home. So, you know, have you ever been stopped at one of those checkpoints, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I used to get stopped in Batavia literally every time I came home from a Darien Lake concert. Yeah.
They're just trying to do their job.
Yes.
They're just trying to keep, like, I would never look down on that. Because if you don't have a plan, you know it's St. Paddy's. It's not like it caught you off guard. It's not like you didn't dress head to toe in green, have this big plan to go tie one on. What was your plan to get home?
Yep.
Like, that's, it just, to me, it's just common sense.
The only sobriety checkpoint I've ever been stopped at, I was DJing a wedding. So I was coming from work. Driving, trying to get back to the office to drop off all the equipment, and I had missed my exit, so I'm lost. I had worked like a 15-hour day, and I was like, I promise, I'm just trying to go home. I'm just using this equipment. I'm just trying to go home.
Were you crying?
I was on the verge of tears. I was, you know, like when you hit the point of exhaustion where you're
where
so
you're like
tired.
One other thing.
I was driving from lights. Yes, I was driving from Geneseo to Fairport. I was living in Henrietta. I was driving by the East Henrietta Road exit, like almost in tears, like, ah, it's going to be an hour before I get home still. It was a rough day.